In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, we are going to develop a simple image that you can picture in your mind or even draw in your bulletin to illustrate God's good news for you and every you in Christ Jesus. So if you'd like to draw, I need you to go to the sermon notes page on your bulletin. Yes, we have a sermon notes page on your bulletin, if you didn't know that. And so go to that page, and you can also take a pencil from the chair pocket in front of you and draw a capital X, a big capital X. And you can leave a little room around in case you want to add some notes or additional details later. But for now, draw a big capital X on your paper. And as you do that, you might think about X marks the spot. X does mark the spot on a map to show you where the treasure is. X marks the spot where the goods are. So go ahead and draw your capital X now. You've got your X? Excellent. You're doing great. We are going to develop this simple image to illustrate that God's good news is for you, and through you, for every you in Christ Jesus. This past week, thousands of Lutherans, youth and young adults, and pastors and parents and volunteers filled the city of Houston, Texas, for our 2022 National Youth Gathering. And we had 6 youths and 4 adults from our congregation, including me, joining almost 20,000 people there. It's not only the largest gathering of youth in our church, it's also the largest single gathering of adults in our church. And our youth will be sharing their experience there with you next Sunday. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. You will hear more about it. And the theme for the gathering was in all things. In all things. All week long, we were digging into Paul's letter to the Colossians in Bible studies. Everybody had to go to Bible study. We had smaller sections. We had mass events. Everything was around this theme that, you know, comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 20, which is the paragraph just before our reading from Colossians today. There, in Colossians 1, Paul describes all things. But what does all things include? Verse 16 says, "For by Jesus all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him." All things includes all things. Everything. All things includes the bugs living underground. All things includes our pets. All things includes your home. All things includes all trees. All things includes all streams and rivers. All things includes all oceans and continents. All things includes all planets and moons. All things includes our sun and every star in the heavens. All things includes all galaxies and every visible and invisible spiritual power or force or heavenly being. All things includes all things. So what about all things? Paul goes on in verse 17 to 20. Jesus is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. St. John says it like this: God so loved the world. The world, the cosmos, the absolute fullness of God's creation. So the top half of our X draw on your bulletin shows us the extent. The extent, the boundless, limitless extent of God's reconciling work in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ creates, sustains, and reconciles all things. Jesus creates, sustains, and reconciles all things. The top half of our acts shows us the extent. And now we move to the middle of our acts, the intersection of our acts, where it all comes together. We come to you. In verse 21, Paul brings us to you. And you, he says at the beginning of verse 21. You. We move from all things to you. From all things to you. Here in the middle of our acts, having heard and seen how God creates, sustains, and reconciles all things, Paul speaks to you and says, what Jesus did for all creation, he did for you. God doesn't just love the world, he loves you. He doesn't just love everybody. He loves you. You of all people. You. And you know what else? He knows you. He knows how far away from him you have wandered. He knows that your thoughts don't line up with his thoughts. He knows that it's actually much worse than just being out of sync. Your thoughts have been opposed to his thoughts. Your ways have been opposed to his ways. Your actions and words have spit in the face of what he values the most. He knows that. He knows you, the real you, the you try so hard to hide from others that you sometimes even hide it from yourself. He knows you, and still, nevertheless, against all odds, he loves you. And his love for you isn't just a feeling. He moves on it. He acts on it. Verses 21 and 22. You who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. You cannot miss the obvious, can we? An X is one of the shapes crosses could take in the ancient world. And according to tradition, Saint Andrew, the brother of Peter, was crucified on such a cross in the shape of an X. But every cross is a reminder of the love that Jesus has for you. As Jesus hangs in agony on his cross, with the sin of the whole world on his shoulders, his heart was longing for you, personally, individually. God's good news in the cross of Christ is for you. The top of our acts shows the extent Jesus creates, sustains, and reconciles all things. The middle of our acts shows us the intersection. God's good news of the cross of Christ Jesus is for you. And so we come to the bottom half of our acts. Jesus creates, sustains, and reconciles all things. God's good news of the Christ of Jesus is for you. And through you, God's good news is for every you in Christ Jesus. Through you, God's good news is for every you in Christ Jesus. Notice Paul's progression in Colossians chapter 1. In verses 15 to 20, he describes the cosmic extent of God's reconciling work through Jesus. Then, in verses 21 to 24, he zooms in to show how God doesn't just love the world generally, he loves you personally. And then in verses 24 to 29, we see that God's good news is not only for you, but it's for every you in Christ Jesus. And how does God go about this? Through you. Jesus creates, sustains, and reconciles all things. God's good news in the cross of Christ is for you. And through you, God's good news is for every you in Christ Jesus. Verses 27 and 28 say, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. Paul says to each one of us, now this is a mystery, a glorious mystery. Christ, the one who created all things, Christ, the one who is before and in and beyond all things, Christ, the one who reconciled all things by the blood of his cross, Christ, the one who now lives eternally as king over all things, this very Christ is in you. And this Christ in you, this very Christ, is at work through you. As we talk about his work and use our words to describe his work and tell anyone and everyone about his work. In those words, Jesus is doing his work. Now, I think I know what you may be thinking and maybe telling to, you know, if we had the chance to tell Paul, come on, Paul. Not me. Not me. Obviously not me. I'm sorry, Paul. I don't know as much as you. I'm not as articulate as you. I could not even think about writing so many letters like you did. I'm not as eloquent as you. I cannot quote the Bible like you. And you know what? You might be right. But guess what? It is not about you. It is Christ in you. Christ through you. Christ not only for you, but also for every you through you. Through you, God's good news of the cross is for every you in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, Jesus creates and sustains and reconciles all things. God's good news in the cross of Christ Jesus is for you. And through you, God's good news is for every you in Christ Jesus. Through you, God's good news of the cross is for every you in Christ Jesus. Every you, every person you meet, every person you see, every person you bump into, every person you are stuck in line behind with all those groceries and you only have two items to go through. Every person who frustrates you, every person who is having a great day, every person having a miserable day, every single you that you encounter is one for whom Christ died. Every single you out there is one for whom Christ rose. Every you you will see this week is one for whom Christ lives. And every single one of you in this room right now, Christ is in you according to his word of promise. This is the moment of intersection. X marks this spot. X mark shows us where the treasure is. X marks where the goods are. This is the moment of intersection. As a broken person like me speaks to a broken person like you, as the cosmic work of Christ comes through a forgiven child of God so that one more person, one more you would hear and believe, so that you would know and receive life, peace, purpose, hope. This is the moment of intersection. X marks the spot. This is the moment of intersection, not just this building and not just me as a pastor, but Christ. Christ from eternity, Christ for eternity, Christ in you, Christ through you. This moment of intersection, this simple act, it goes with you because Christ goes with you. Jesus creates, sustains, and reconciles all things. God's good news of the cross of Christ Jesus is for you. And through you, God's good news of the cross is for every you in Christ Jesus. Through you, God's good news of the cross is for every you in Christ Jesus. Now, may God, who has begun this good work in you, bring it to completion on the day of Christ Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.